The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then to the disciple, he said, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Today, I'm going to talk about something that I have very little personal experience of, namely, why women weep, why women cry. It's not very smart for a man to wade deep into the ocean of a woman's world. But then, I've never had much common sense with women, which is why I'm a celibate priest. But I think there are two basic reasons why women and girls weep. First, it's because a woman is extremely happy that she sheds tears. Or secondly, it's because a woman is extremely sad that she weeps. And on some really rare but profoundly precious moments, she feels both happy and sad simultaneously, and she can't tell the difference. And so she weeps. Last Saturday, I celebrated a wedding for a beautiful couple at Immaculate Conception Church. After the ceremony, the bride told me, "You almost got me to cry during your homily." I replied, "Well, if a bride doesn't cry at her wedding, it doesn't count." But she did shed some tears during her vows because she was very happy. And of course, women cry at funerals when they are sad. And at times they come to me for counseling. Now, women don't like to cry. You know why? Because it messes up their makeup. But I tell them I consider it a huge compliment when a woman cries in front of me, because it means that she feels vulnerable with me and she can trust me. But do you know the real benefit of crying and releasing those emotions? It means you will live longer. Those who cry live longer. If you look around at church on Sunday, which will you see more of? Little old ladies or little old men? Have you ever noticed? There are far more little old ladies sitting in church. And that's not just because the little old men are playing golf. It's because the little old men are playing golf in heaven. That's why the proper word is widow, feminine. The more common reality is little old ladies. The derivative word is widower, masculine. That's rare that a man outlives the woman and becomes a widower. That's the exceptional reality. Why do women live longer? Well, when a woman weeps, she releases the tension between her body and her soul and returns equilibrium and inner harmony in her life. Because men tend not to weep, the tension between the body and the soul builds up until the body and soul get sick of each other and say goodbye. What is it called when the body and the soul separate? That is called death. Death is the separation of the body from the soul. But since women weep, they keep the body and the soul happier with each other, and then they stay together longer. What is it called when the body and the soul stay together? That's called life. Why women weep has everything to do with life and death. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, and we contemplate why Mary might weep. Mary is the perfect woman, even conceived in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, without any sin, immaculately conceived. So her weeping would teach us the most beneficial effects of shedding tears. There are actually two gospel options that I could have picked from for today, and I had a really hard time deciding which one to use. It almost caused me to cry, but I didn't cry because I'm a stubborn man who will die soon. I chose John chapter 19 because it suggests how Mary lived the rest of her life. We read, "And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home." This nameless disciple, as you know, is St. John the Evangelist, the one who wrote that gospel. Do you know how Mary died? Does anyone know how Mary died? She didn't die. Mary didn't die. At the end of her earthly life, she was assumed body and soul into heaven. Her body and her soul always stayed in perfect harmony because Mary never committed any sins, thanks to God's grace. But I also believe that Mary enhanced that harmony by shedding many tears. From the time that Jesus was born until the day he died, and later for us, the church that he established. And maybe Mary sheds tears of joy in heaven as she watches over us today. Boys and girls, take 2 seconds today and ask yourself, when was the last time I cried? When was the last time you cried? Did you feel it was a bad thing to cry and try to stop yourself from crying? Or maybe you were trying to comfort someone else who was crying, and you said, "It's going to be okay. Please don't cry." But I would suggest to you that tears are a good thing, both happy tears and sad tears. I always tell people in counseling in my office, it's okay to cry. And then the faucet turns on full blast. Remember why women weep. They heal the harmony between body and soul with their tears. And that's why they live longer than most men. Praised be Jesus Christ.